الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yesterday we had mentioned that one is shukr, which is a very easy, natural, logical amal. If we just scratch the surface, we will understand that we have to make shukr. And by that a person reaches very great heights, and his islah is made, he's saved from shaitan. Allah Ta'ala blesses us with such great ni'mat, like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gives dunya and such hukumat, government, that he ruled over the jinnat, over the birds, the animals, the wind also. The windows also, Allah gave him control over that also. So shukr is a great, great ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make as much shukr as possible. The other, which is also very similar, also very, very, very effective for our islah, for our coming closer to Allah, nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, is tawadu, humility, humbleness. As much as a person has humility, humbleness, Allah Ta'ala's help comes according to that. If in the family we have 3-4 children, Allah save us all, and one child is handicapped, the most attention the mother will give is to the handicapped child. The others will all be expected to do their own things. So when a person feels that I am nothing, Allah's full help is with that person. And when a person feels I can do my own things, Allah leaves it to him. You carry on. You do your own things. But when a person is that muhtaj ki, that tawadu, that humility, that I'm in need, I am nothing whatsoever, I don't have anything. As long as that is there, then a person, Allah's help is with him. And with whom Allah's help is, of course, all success, all goodness is with that person. So this is also a quality. Now, if we think, alhamdulillah, this is being read at night in Islah-e-Akhlaq, Maulana Hussain Saliji, Jazahumullah Khair, reads for us every night, and it is discussed there. And there Allah, Hazrat has mentioned all the razail and what they are and what their treatment is. Allah give us tawfiq to try and follow accordingly. So anyway, just a bit more exposition on that subject, which is very essential, very relevant also. That this tawadu, the person feeling that I'm nothing. And in fact, it was very common. Our akabir, usually what their names, they would write, La Shay Akhkar, that I am nothing, La Shay. And Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, he used to write La Shay, when he used to write his name, sign his name. So on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, and this is also a great lesson for us to learn. Anyone who had spent even 5 minutes in Maulana Palanpuri's company will know that he was a man who wouldn't waste 1 second. His work, he meticulous. And he was, there was never ever, he had a little bag with him all the time in which there were some kitabs. When there was absolutely, like once for example, in Johannesburg, the Masjid Hamidiyah, Newtown Masjid. The whole Jamaat was stationed there after the Ijtima. And then there were a few ladies who wanted to become bayat to Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. It was just about 1-2 streets away, perhaps about a 3-minute drive by car. And for translation, they took me with. So Hadraji was sitting in front, Maulana Palanpuri at the back. I was sitting next to Hadrat. As soon as he got in the car, he opened his bag, took out his kitab, and started making mutala. Though it was just about 2-3 minutes. And he knew it just yet. But that 2-3 minutes also, we will say, let's look at a new country. We are in a foreign country, let's say, how's the country, what's happening here, how's the streets here, how's the houses here. We would do all that. But he was a man of that type. So, so Manana Palanpuri, as busy as he was, when he was to be in Madinatul Munawwara, then Madina Munawwara, Madina Sharif, then he wouldn't waste time. And his tabligh work, and that got the preference. But when you are in Madina Sharif, you want to be in Masjid Nabawi. You want to be there also. So Hazrat used to always take his time and go to Masjid Nabawi. And in the first saf, today now, that front section has been kept for the Zaireen, for the people who make salam. But before, namaz used to take place there also. So that first saf, he used to always go there on the right-hand side, and he was too busy with his ibadat there. So one friend of his had come and greeted him, and Hazrat replied, greeted him and told him, "Are gada tubi aya, oh donkey, you also came." So he felt very offended that Maulana called him a donkey. So he expressed, he said, "You call me a donkey, I feel very offended." Hazrat says, "You should feel very happy, because you always write la shay, that you are nothing. From nothing, I made you a donkey. Yeah, I made you so big. So you should actually be thankful to me, not unthankful." Then Maulana explained, "All this is usually we write is just for show. Just to show that I regard myself as nothing. Otherwise, we want that respect. We want attention. Outwardly we say, and even that to get reality it takes a long time. Even when we say it outwardly that I'm nothing, I'm useless, I'm the worst of all, but inside all that is being done." So they say, no, Hazrat, you are what nothing, you are very great. That is what we want actually, but we put it in a way, we solicit it in a way that we say that we are nothing. So it is. So this humility, the reality of it, that a person thinks himself as absolutely nothing. One treatment, which is going a bit in circles, actually what is a tawadu before the actual treatment? The tawadu that a person thinks himself in every aspect, and that is the reality of iman also. In fact, it has been said, "Man arafa rabba, فَقَدْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَ." And the opposite is also true. "مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّ." When a person has recognized Allah, that Allah is not the doer of everything, He is the only doer of everything. Nobody else can do anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, when we have our meals also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, at that time say, "Ya Allah, this meal, whatever, it may be fruit, you made it. It may be man-made, you had it made. And the effect of it is also solely and only in your hands. I ask you of all the good of it, and to save us from all the harm of it, to realize everything is from Allah Ta'ala." We correct our aqidah also. Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwind, towards the end of his life, he used to stress a lot and tell everyone that when you take your medication, speak to your medication. You can't do anything. Allah alone is the doer of everything. I'm taking you that to use asbab is sunnat, is permissible, it is sunnat to use asbab. But to trust in asbab is haram. And to make asbab arbab, that they are gods, they can do. That if I don't have my tablet, then I suffer. No. It isn't like that. That we take the tablets, no problem, but as a means. And our yaqeen, Allah alone is the giver of the shifa. The same way he say, when you go to your shops and you open your shop, speak to your shop that you are not the giver of my rosy. You are not my Allah. Allah alone is my Allah. Now, unfortunately, we just have to drift again a little bit. But just remind me where I was. During this COVID time, there was one person who was working, and it was hand to mouth his life was. earning a wage, whatever, and then paying rental, putting food on the table, and the basic necessities, and that also he can't cover. So just hand to mouth he was living. And in the corporate he got retrenched. So for him it was the end of the world. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to buy groceries? So he came home very despondent. But his wife was a woman of Iman. He told her, she said, no problem whatsoever. That way you were getting your wages where you were working, that was just a sabab. The doer and giver of our rozi is only Allah. Allah Ta'ala will open another door. She had absolutely no worry whatsoever. And for him, the world had come to an end, that it is everything finished. So she said, I will prepare food and you go and market it. And they started off like that. And in a very soon, very short while, they bought their own house. They were no more renting and they were helping other people. So Allah give us that yaqeen, that trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this tawadu must be a reality. It mustn't just be words that we are using. Allah give us the reality of it. So for that, it starts off with speaking, like Islam also, a little bit maybe drifting again, but many people ask for solution. I've got pride in me, I've got anger in me, I've got this problem, that problem. One basic solution is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, rahmatullah alayh, he say he spoke to his Shaykh, Hazrat Mona Shah Muhammad Zakaria sahab, rahmatullah alayh, and told Hazrat that I still have got pride in me. So Hazrat said, a solution of all diseases is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So if we do our zikr, the numbers correct, and the concentration, and we do it regularly, properly, it is the solution to all our spiritual problems. Zikr, wala zikrullahi akbar. The zikr of Allah is the greatest. When Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody asked him, which is the greatest amal in Islam? He said, don't you read the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala says, wala zikrullahi akbar. That the zikr of Allah is the greatest. So, for the tawadu, for anger, for anything, to strengthen our iman, as we are hearing in the zikr, when we have our zikr majlis, the hadith, we hear the power of la ilaha illallah. But we just take it like that. Allah Ta'ala make that reality come into us. So tawadu is that Allah is the doer of everything, I am the doer of nothing. Tawadu is that I am the worst amongst all people. There is nobody as bad as what I am. And in that sense, that when Allah opens the gunas of a person on one, then that is a namat of Allah. Then you realize I am nothing. But it should not go to that extent that you become depressed. That all remember Allah is the great, He forgives. And Allah Ta'ala forgives all gunas. But to feel that I am lower. This masala, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh used to explain, which we will be able to understand, on shukr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and not making shukr. All these things which have got opposites. He says it's like your gauge in the calf showing the temperature of your engine. It should be in the center. The engine is not too hot or it's not too cold. If it goes too hot, then do something that it comes to this side. If it's gone too cold, do something that it must be in the middle. Al-Imanu bain al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between khawf of Allah, but if so much of khawf comes on a person, then he must look fully at raja, the hope of Allah's mercy. And hope of Allah's mercy becomes so much that you become, you're just committing gunas. Brazenly, you're just committing gunas, then look at the khawf of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sometimes only the ahadith and ayat of khawf come to a person, that is also, it has a negative effect. And only the ayat of Allah's rahmat, Allah's forgiveness, that on small, small matters Allah forgives big, big gunas. So I'm all right. And then you become delirious on committing guna. That also is not right. So it should be. So this tawadu also, that it should be in its place. That presently, that I feel that Allah is the doer of everything, and I am the lowest amongst everyone. There is nobody as bad as what I am. And for the treatment of this, our Shaykh Dam Rahmatullah Ali used to quote Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that at least once every day, say to yourself, take your name and say, Hal me, presently, Abdul Hamid, take your own name. Tamam Musalmano me, tu sabse better or kamtar hai. You are the worst and the lowest of all. Or maal ke aitibar se, as far as mort is concerned, tamam kafiro or janwaro me, tu sabse better or kamtar hai. You are the lowest compared to all the kafirs also and the animals also. Now this needs a little bit of an explanation. The first part of that presently I am the worst amongst all the Muslims. That you might see that you are making five times namaz, alhamdulillah. We have come, we are sitting for itikaf, alhamdulillah. We kept our rozas, everything. And we know of somebody who is not keeping roza. He's far from deen, no namaz in Ramzan also. So automatically a person will feel, I'm better than that person. So yeah, also we have to have tawadu. And what is that? This reality, Allah reward our elders. And no, really, as far as islah-e nafs is concerned, what great qualities Allah gave our akabir. And how, especially Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, which Hazrat many times quotes, that in very, very difficult, pechida, hard masalas, they make it easy, just with the one simple example or something. So, yeah, also, a person will think that how can I regard myself worse than I must make shukr to Allah. I don't have pride also. I don't think I'm better than him, but I'm making namaz, I'm getting etikaf, I keep rozas. He's a person, he's in music, he's in woman, he's in all other things also. So, how can he be, how can I think myself worse than him? The answer to that is that person, he might be very, very pious, everything correct. But there may be one such quality in him which Allah dislikes. And because of which he has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, that person who looks so bad, he might be having one such quality which Allah loves. And he's got great position by Allah Ta'ala. Example of this is given that in one village, there was one person, one small town. This person, that he was, his life was rotten to the core. Coming home late at night, 12, 1 o'clock, drunk, and what gunas he had committed, and then he comes home. And when he comes home, that was how his life was. He passed away, so nobody would come for the janaza, no neighbors, friends, family, because what a life he led. Who's going for his janaza? People felt like that. But, so the wife called some laborers and gave them money and told them, take his body, and as you people know, you give him ghusl how you know, anyhow, whatever upside down way you give him ghusl, you give him kafan. If you know how to make janaza namaz for him and bury. And if you don't know, then just bury him even without janaza namaz. So they gave him the ghusl, put his kafan, then Allah put Maidil Ham, put in the heart of the wali of that time and the wali of that place, that my wali's janaza is in the masjid, Qabristan, go and perform the janaza namaz. So when Allah gave the instruction, he got up immediately, he proceeded, and when he proceeded, all people followed him, all his murids, all his mu'taqideen, they all followed. When they came there, they saw it's this person. But they were told to make janaza, they made janaza. They went straight to his wife after that. What kind of a person was he? We all thought of him. She said, you shall know. We all know what kind of a person. But, however, he had two great qualities in him. One, he would come late. He would shower with cold water, become sober. Then cry to Allah. Ya Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you reserved for me? I am the worst. What gunas I commit? Tawbah, istighfar. That is when the virtues of Tawbah, istighfar again are very great. And on good amal also Tawbah, istighfar. Namaz, the greatest amal. And the greatest ustad, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. The greatest student, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The dua at the end of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I've done a great wrong to me. You made namaz, what wrong? But who can make namaz properly? That tawadu. My namaz, I made my tahajjud. I read 2 suparas. I read 5 suparas in my tahajjud. At the end, Ya Allah, I did a great wrong to myself. That is what is required, that tawadu, that humility, that I don't think myself better than anyone else in any way. I don't regard my ibadat also. And the other great quality he had, he always kept an orphan child in the house. And then he used to, before anyone gets eat clothes, for example, the orphan child must get first. Before anyone eats, the orphan child must eat first. So that was another great quality. So we don't know, and there are many people, outwardly what and what they're doing, but they're doing some great work somewhere, or some quality they have got. And on the other hand, that person who might think that I'm very pious and righteous, we don't know that how he can be turned away from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So tawadu, so we say that I'm the worst of all presently. And as far as maut is concerned, worse than kafirs and animals also. I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullahi Gangohi when we were studying, how can we think that we got iman? Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. Now how can with iman we think we are worse than kafirs also? So are we putting kufr higher than iman also? And how can we think we are better than animals? Animals also don't have iman. And they are animals. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained, that is as far as maut is concerned. Who gave you the guarantee that your maut is going to come on iman? And the very last moment, and there are many non-Muslims, last moment of their lives, they accept Islam, read Kalima, and they pass away. And when you accept Islam, makes munhadim, destroys all the gunas of before. And they go with a complete, no guna they got. And they go clear to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And we don't know, may Allah protect our iman. Very important to me, especially in these days, that we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah protect our iman. And when we leave the world, we leave with iman, which is required by Allah. And what we are hearing in the kitab in the morning after Fajr, by Maulana Musa Sahib, very important that we consider all those and rectify ourselves. But the main thing is the fadl, the karam, the ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala takes us with iman. So that is a great, great concern and worry also all the time. So if a person has this tawadu, he realizes, I can't do anything. Allah is the doer of everything. I'm the worst of everyone. So that, and then the treatment of it, the same few little things that have been mentioned. We see, for example, in the Battle of Hunayn, where when the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this was an attitude that they had built in them. They were big in number. And the enemy, they were outnumbered them, and they were strong and powerful also. So we will win definitely. When in Badr, we were so few in number, and we were so ill-equipped, and Allah gave us victory. Today we have big numbers, but the opposite happened. And the enemy gained the upper hand in the battlefield. And so much so, the news spread, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has been made shaheed also. To that extent. And when that news started spreading in the Sahaba, they lost heart and hope that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also has become shaheed. And they started leaving the battlefield. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Anan Nabiyo? Ana Ibn Abdul Muttalib. Ana Nabiyo da Kadib. O Kama Qal. Words of that nature. And he called all back again. On that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, is ajabatkum kasratukum. When your numbers put you in pride that we are strong today. Your gaze went off Allah Ta'ala. And your gaze went on your numbers. Your gaze went on your weapons. You are in a higher position. Then Allah's help, Allah withdrew it. So a person all the time, that no matter what our position is, keep on trusting on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It is common practice, though it's not always done that way, but students after completing their studies, then they go to some sheikh and make their islah. They spend some time with the sheikh for the islah. Because one of the reasons why this is that when you gain your knowledge, and knowledge without realizing it, it brings also a sense of pride in a person, that I'm a man of knowledge. And that you treat people also according to that. And for this to come out of us, we need to make our islah. Unless we don't make our islah, this pride that will be in a person, it will handicap him. And he will be kept back in many, many things. And a person who has the reality of this islah, that person will be able to move forward and go further. So therefore, even knowledge of Quran and Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali was a walking library, and his manaqib and his fadail, which are so great, but he should tell students who graduate that you have graduated now. And he used to usually refer to his students, Ayyuhal Jahilun. Oh, you who are Jahil. Like that he should address. He says, now you have graduated, but now go to some Allah Wala and stay in his company for at least 6 months or so. So that is a thing that a person, we also, that whatever we have done, and this tawadu must come into us. We think of ourselves as the lowest. When we go home, then it will be shown. Especially if we think, I'm the boss of my wife. She only agreed to marry you. Not that she became your slave. And that you are her boss. And you can boss her around as you feel like. And you can treat her like, as they say, you treat me like a piece of dirt. You treat me like rubbish. Like that. So how much of tawadu has come into us, that will be, we will be able to see there. So it is that we speak to ourselves that I'm the worst, I'm the lowest, and we make effort in that direction that a person, time is less, but the Quran speaks of the mukhbitin, those people who regard themselves as the lowest. Very shortly, Mukhbitin, to explain it, the Mufassirin, that a piece of ground that everyone walks on it, goes over it. The trucks, the buses, the cars, the pedestrians, the Volkswagen, the horse and cart, all go, and it tolerates everyone. It's humble, it just stays down and gives everyone way to go over. As we read in the Kitab, to forgive. And of course, it isn't a necessary to forgive. Al-aynu bil-ayn, Islam is allowed revenge, but revenge to its limit. But in any case, we know how to take revenge, and we must not exceed the limit in any case. But we don't know the sweetness of forgiveness. Tat for tat, meh meh tu tu, that we know very well. But the sweetness of forgiveness, and the rewards of forgiveness, which are so high, we don't even dream about that. As we read in the Kitab, that how much on forgiveness, what Allah Ta'ala gives. So Allah Ta'ala give us, just in this little short talk, the reality of tawadu also for me. I'm most in need of it. That tawadu we need, humility we need, and to think others superior, that Allah does everything for us, I can't do anything myself. And at the same time, don't go to that extreme that we don't do anything, that Allah does everything. No, Allah requires from us that we must do our full effort, that is very important. And put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Don't just sit back and say, we don't do anything. When Allah ordered the people of Musa alayhi salam to go to that city and capture, which is in Syria, and they said that we're not going. We are sitting here. You and your Allah go. And you conquer it. Then Allah gave them, all the details are there, 40 years they were put into Wadi Atih, in a valley which they just could not come out. They were imprisoned there. They walked every day, but they couldn't come out. Finally, after 40 years, in which time Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam also passed away. And those two men from amongst them, they told them, let's go. And who were left, they were prepared. But Allah, help us with them. And those people, Imalika, were very strong, solid people. But they just wiped them off. They could do nothing whatsoever. But we have to make our effort also. So Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of the tawadu, of our deen also. And Allah Ta'ala grants us this great quality. And Allah says, hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, من تواضع لله رفعه. Who he humbles himself for Allah's sake. That is another very important aspect to discuss in detail for Allah. Don't humble yourself because you can't do anything as it is. But you can do everything, but you do nothing. And you don't do it that people must praise you. But you do it for Allah's sake. رفعه الله. Allah will raise that person. ومن تكبر, and a person who shows pride, وضعه الله. Allah drops that person down. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of this quality also, that we make effort for tawadu inshallah.